You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May 13th, 2020, and the hits just keep coming. The hits just keep coming. The more of these transcripts being released, being studied, made public, transcripts of testimony behind closed doors, carried out under the chairs of Adam Schiff, revealing what was actually going on when the so-called Mueller investigation was initiated, carried forward, the Flynn investigation, and everything else. And while Nadler and Adam Schiff were out shouting from the rooftop, we have proof, we have proof, these testimonies are giving us proof. Republicans could not say exactly what was inside the testimony, but they could say, well, that's not exactly right. And now we know. Now the transcripts released already show no evidence. No evidence. Not one of those questioned could present a single piece of evidence showing any Russian collusion between any member of the Trump team and the election. And there are more transcripts to come. And reportedly, according to one that's going to come out, one is going to show that John Brennan, of course, heading the CIA under Barack Obama, according to Fox News' Ed Henry, who says he has the details, that Brennan also had intel saying actually Russia wanted Hillary Clinton to win because she was a known quantity. She had been Secretary of State. Vladimir Putin's team thought she was more malleable, while candidate Donald Trump was unpredictable. Told you the Russian collusion story is tied to the wrong party. We all knew that. In the meantime, we've got the judge on the Michael Flynn case. When the DOJ said, we're going to drop the charges, yes, Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI in 2017. But the Justice Department says the FBI had insufficient basis to question Flynn in the first place. Statements he made, not material to a real investigation. So we're kicking it. And, of course, the Democrats don't like that. And the judge, the federal judge, Emmett Smith, is now saying, well, you know what? I'm not going to immediately sign off on the DOJ's request. No, what he's doing is opening the door, sending out a whistle call, the bat sign, whatever you want to make it, to get any Clinton Democrats, any leftist Democrats who want to come in and oppose this, come in and present as a friend of the court why I should not release Flynn because the DOJ is ruining the case or says it is done with it. We're going to get into that in more detail a little bit later. In the meantime, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security accusing China of cyber attacks on U.S. organizations that were conducting coronavirus research. They say it clearly came from China. As we were trying to find out, what can we do about this, learn more about it, they were tapping in, hacking in, trying to disrupt information. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi coming forward today, unveiling her $3 trillion, I should say yesterday, her $3 trillion phase four coronavirus bill late yesterday. It's a policy wish list for Democrats and progressives. That's what's really in it. More money for us and our goals, and that is to make this country more socialist. But she put a title on it, which rallies you around the flag. The Heroes Act. But then you begin to read what's inside of it. Not good. A lot of wasted money, a lot of money going to some of their socialist agenda programs again. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says, you know what? We are going to have higher numbers than 80,000 dead so far that we've seen, but he said no one really knows how much bigger? Well, good. I'm glad he's finally admitting we don't really know everything. In Hawaii, They're saying there will be civil unrest and rioting if the state does not speed up its process of reopening that economy. That again in Hawaii. And in the meantime, a pro-Trump super PAC launching a six-figure ad against former Vice President Joe Biden, spending more than $4 million to highlight the sexual assault allegations brought forth by Tara Reid. They're going to run the ad labeled Shattered, run to voters in key battleground states. All it, of course, dealing with the allegations of Tara Reid, who was a staffer in his office in 93. I will insist again, I don't know if Reid is telling the truth or Biden. It's he said, she said. But the left always said, believe the woman. That's what the left has always said, believe the woman. This time, probably not.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
COVID-19 is a new health concern, but Wellington Environmental has 30 years experience to make your company and environment safe. Wellington Environmental can give you peace of mind, and the cost is very reasonable. These days, you can't take a chance that customers, employees, your family would be exposed to COVID-19. You have to be proactive. That starts by calling Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. You'll quickly see why customers have relied on Wellington Environmental for decades. COVID-19 can survive for hours on your furniture, your computers, your equipment, and every time someone touches that surface, they could be exposed. You don't want that liability. Call Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest, best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Larry Connors USA.
I thought I'd seen everything in, you know, 20 plus years in the federal criminal justice system, but this is a first. I mean, this is an outrageous decision by a judge who's now placed himself into that, you know, awful category of an activist who's willing to set aside rules, set aside ethics, set aside precedent, and just go in a direction because he is politically motivated.
Boom. Politically motivated. The words of former U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman. He's referring to what D.C. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan did. Yesterday, Sullivan issuing an order indicating that he would accept amicus curiae, friend of the court submissions, in the case of the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The Department of Justice has said, yes, Flynn pled guilty, but he pled guilty to a crime that actually didn't exist. In other words, he was also questioned on a non-substantial issue, so it had no bearing on any investigation, whatever he said. Now, I know there are folks out there saying he pled. If he said he's guilty, he's guilty. You do know, I assume you know, that all across our nation, in city, state, federal jails, county jails, there are probably several people in there that are not guilty, believe it or not, truly. And maybe some of them have pled guilty to some crime along the way, but they felt they were coerced, had no option, and saw that was the only way out, maybe to save themselves or family. I don't know. A lot of reasons go into it. And Attorney General Bard pointed out that sometimes folks plead guilty to something that really isn't a crime. And that's the opinion of the Department of Justice right now, that what Flynn did wasn't really a crime because the investigation, the way it went down. You could say it's technical, but it still exists. And the Department of Justice said, because of that, we're going to drop the case. Flynn should, his case should be thrown out. Flynn has not served a single day in jail. The judge has been waiting to issue punishment. And now with this decision for the Department of Justice, The next thing for the judge would be, say, okay, if prosecutors say they're not going to prosecute it anyway, no more case, then I'll kick it out, which means kick out the guilty plea. Flynn has tried two different times to have the guilty plea withdrawn and now has a new attorney, pointing out I was not properly represented the first time around. Now, I gave you one side. I gave you the side from a conservative, former U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman, on what he thinks about the judge's decision to open the door, and anyone who wants to come in, third parties who want to see Flynn locked up and put away, they can come in and present evidence to him. And some 16 former Watergate prosecutors did issue a statement, and they said they told the judge he has authority to sentence Trump to prison despite the Justice Department dropping the case. And you could expect from the left they're going to get more support to do that. Lock Flynn up. Eli Honig is a former U.S. assistant U.S. attorney in the New York district, a very liberal district. You know where his head is set. And while you've got former U.S. attorney Brett Tolman against what the judge is doing, former assistant U.S. attorney Honig says it's good.
I was a prosecutor for 14 years. I've never seen anything like this. This is a dark moment for the Justice Department. Now, as you said, Michael Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI about Russia. The president then fired Flynn for precisely that reason. But later, the president started to say that the case was an injustice. Then, out of the tens of thousands of cases in front of him, Attorney General William Barr ordered a reexamination of this specific case. And I think at that point, it became clear where this was headed. Last week, Anna, you and I talked about how it looked like the Justice Department was gearing up to move to dismiss the Flynn charges. This week, that's exactly what they did.
And of course, when he was talking about a dark day for the Justice Department, he's talking about the DOJ under Barr, under AG Barr right now. He sides with a judge. At least the judge, if you want to believe he's impartial, saying, well, I don't really know, and the Department of Justice wants to say drop it all and for me to kick out his conviction, his plea, I should say. But is there anyone out there thinks that he should go to jail? Come on in and tell me something. Well, they did. They gathered. I mean, they were like, you walk into a class full of kids and say, anybody want candy? You will be having hands right on your face. Yeah, me too. And that's what he offered them. And here's Onig, a former assistant U.S. attorney in the New York area, saying, I've never, as a prosecutor, never seen Department of Justice act this way.
It's just a mess. It twists and distorts the facts and the law, all in Michael Flynn's favor. Once again, Anna, I think William Barr has undermined his own credibility and independence.
His own credibility and independence. Again, that's the view from the left side. You know, I always try to give you both sides and let you make some decisions on your own. I have my opinion. I'll certainly give you mine. But here he says, this is a mess in the AG and the Department of Justice because of Barr and what he's doing. And here goes his credibility. Because out of all the cases he could have submitted for us to drop a review, he looked at the Flynn case. Well, when we had the Democrats in control and they were running all their investigations and kicking up the Mueller investigation later as well, now, you don't think there was politics involved in that? Of course there is. Am I going to simply say there's no politics involved in the DOJ dropping this at this point? Yeah, there still is some. But they're also looking at the fact, in their opinion, there was never a crime anyway. Maybe that's the political part. But the bottom line is, and I'll agree with former U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman on the other side of the fence again, as to what went down, he said, it's clearly political, and you watch what happened as exercised by the left and those trying to destroy Flynn and the presidency.
Let's face it, if it looks like this is what's going on, there's strategy then that's at the heart of what this judge is trying to accomplish. And that strategy is offensive to anyone that practices, because it's the U.S., the United States Attorney's Office that brings a case. It's the United States against Michael Flynn. And when the United States says we're no longer going to pursue it because we don't have the evidence, then the audacity of somebody else outside of that coming in who has no authority is outrageous.
Yeah. It is outrageous. It was political to begin with. We know that. Senator Blackburn, Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee. She says, when you look at what was going on behind the scenes, as we had all of this and now this testimony coming out, the testimony slowly being released on some of the remarks made behind closed doors that we were not privy to have at that point, which one might have possibly set everything in proper perspective for us and given us details of the beginning. For months, those testimonies were locked up. And Adam Schiff could run around the country shouting, I have proof, I have proof. I have all these people coming in. They're all testifying. We have proof of a collusion involving the Trump administration and Russian collusion. And now these testimonies are being made public, unredacted. We're finding out that there is no proof. There is no such proof. Senator Blackburn clearly accusing the DOJ under Obama and the FBI under Obama of carrying out a political hatchet job as they went after Trump and basically trying to overturn the election. The words of Senator Blackburn.
We all know a few things about this. We know somebody cooked up this plot. Somebody gave an order. Somebody did the dirty work. Michael Flynn paid a price. The Trump administration paid a price. And the American taxpayer has footed the bill. And they're saying, okay, tell me about this. Who did this? Where is fairness in this? And how did we ever get here? We know that this made its way to the Oval Office. There was a meeting in the Oval Office. Obama and Biden were there. And people want to know who knew what when, who did what.
Yeah, we want to know that. And that who knew what when goes all the way to the White House, to Obama. As I was reading for you earlier, a Fox News reporter says he has evidence that CIA Director Brennan clearly informed Obama at various points. Now, there have been points and questions all along as to what Obama knew when and who talked to him, who knew. But Senator Blackburn says, you know, while we're going through all of this, while we're waiting to still see more of these come out, keep in mind of what we really know and what we don't know. And then, of course, to go with that part of the story is what is being done about it. Right now, we have a federal judge on the Flynn case deciding to simply say, you know what, I hear you, prosecutors. You decide you don't want to prosecute this case anymore. But Flynn pled guilty. And maybe before I kick the case out and overturn his plea, maybe there's some other attorneys out there that can convince me to not do so. And then he just opened the door for various attorneys to come in. And it wasn't much time before they came rushing in. A left-wing group known as what they call themselves the Watergate prosecutors, sending their letter urging him not to toss out the guilty plea. Don't toss it out. You know, of course, the point being, if Flynn goes to jail, if we keep him there, it's just going to continue to hurt Trump. That's all they're interested in. They're not interested in justice at all. They're interested in the fact that they want to make things happen. Beneficial for the left, not so beneficial for Trump and Trump supporters. Senator Blackburn again says, you know, all of this thing we've gone through with the Mueller investigation and so forth, don't forget who is paying for it.
I look forward to being able to bring some daylight to this so that the American people will know what happened when you had basically a taxpayer-funded conspiracy that got carried out by the Obama DOJ and FBI, and the taxpayers' money was used to fund all of that.
Yeah, you paid for it. You paid for it. This left-wing group, the Watergate prosecutors, were featured last October in a Washington Post piece, in an opinion piece. And it listed a Jill Winebanks, who is one of those presenting collusion theories involving Trump campaign, the Russia. She is one of the ones telling the judge, no, Flynn has to stay in jail. She had previously written and claimed in 2017, Mueller can prove conspiracy with Russia beyond any doubt. Well, obviously he didn't. And yet she's part of the lawyers rushing in, say Flynn should go to jail. Sean Davis, writing for The Federalist, said, this is who Emmett G. Sullivan, the judge in Flynn case, is allowing to hijack a case in which both the defense and the government prosecution wish to dismiss because the case was tainted by corruption from the beginning. Pathetic. He says, pathetic that Sullivan is letting left-wing lawyers write his final order against Flynn for him. The judge still has to make his decision. But it is clear right now that he's told leftists, come on in. Come on in. A couple more points I want to deal with this and how this case has been treated. Because it's going to be with us for a long time yet to come. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. redfitnesslounge.com.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Yonder come his roses.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, to reset the chairs again for you, remember Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI in 2017. With the Justice Department last week, under new AG, of course, William Barr, not a Democrat AG, Republican, argued last week that the FBI had insufficient basis to question Flynn in the first place. So the statements he made during the interview were not material to the broader counterintelligence investigation into ties between Russia and the Trump campaign. So even though Flynn pled guilty to lying, perjury, and he says he did it because he was being coerced, they're going to threatened to send his son to jail under some kind of trumped-up charge. He said, I did that to prevent that. And he's since twice tried to have it pulled back by new attorney and hasn't been able to. But now, when the Department just says, you know what, we're dropping it because it never should have been filed anyway. It's up to the judge, Emmett Smith, to go ahead and issue the decree, overturning his guilty plea and saying it's all done, there's no crime here. But this judge opened the door for leftist attorneys come in and say, anybody want to come help the court make a decision on this? And yeah, they come rushing in. Another former Department of Justice employee, John Malcolm, takes his perspective on it.
Well, the FBI could have given the president a defensive briefing about stuff going on within his campaign at many, many points. It could have done it when Manafort joined the team. They could have done it after George Papadopoulos allegedly told this Australian ambassador that, you know, the Russians had offered to assist the campaign. At any number of points, they could have gone to the campaign and said, look, these allegations are being made. You need to be watching out. We need to preserve the integrity of the election.
Sure.
But they chose not to do so. They chose to embark down the road of conducting a full-blown investigation against a major party candidate, and as the Harwartz reports makes quite clear,
yeah,
they did so in a shockingly shoddy manner.
And, of course, the Horowitz report showing the FISA abuses involving the FBI. And, of course, what Malcolm said, they were going strictly on a very shoddy effort. That's why the whole story behind going to Flynn. They didn't really care about justice. And, in fact, the FBI agents who questioned Flynn later were writing hand notes back and forth. What are we supposed to do here? Are we trying to get him to say something we can use against him in a crime and get him charged or get him fired? To get him fired? Is that what the Department of Justice is supposed to be doing? Or the FBI? Of course not. Even the agents weren't sure why we're here, and they actually thought there's nothing here anyway. They were going to close the case until the other FBI agent, Agent Smurf Stroke, said, hey, the seventh floor is involved. Don't close it yet. The seventh floor, referring to Deputy Director McCabe and Director at that time, Comey. And now we know Obama was being briefed. And Joe Biden has admitted, yeah, I was in one of those briefings too. He originally said, I don't know anything. And he got questioned again. Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't have anything to do with him being prosecuted. But, yeah, I was told about the inquiry. You know why he had to do that? It's because there's testimony behind those closed doors that are coming out. And, in fact, the Wall Street Journal editorial board issued an opinion piece about all of these transcripts. And it just re-verifies, emphasizes, with exclamation point, what the most of us, thinking people, Americans, knew was going on in those testimonies. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrury.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Let me drill down a little deeper on this statement by former Vice President Joe Biden when he was originally saying, I know nothing about the Flynn thing. Let me set the stage for you on it, because I was kind of rushing through a little bit because we had that break coming up. He was appearing on ABC's Good Morning America, hosted by George Stephanopoulos, a former Clintonite, and they were talking about the investigation. Stephanopoulos at one point quotes President Donald Trump claiming the Flynn investigation was, quote, the biggest political crime in U.S. history. And Vice President Biden sighed, they say. And then Stephanopoulos quoted Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican, asking, what did Obama and Biden know, and when did they know it? So Stephanopoulos follows up, so did you know about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn? Was there anything improper done? Biden said, I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn. And then he turned around and started accusing Trump of using that as a diversion from the coronavirus crisis, trying to deflect again. Stephanopoulos actually asked a follow-up. Truly trying to act like a journalist. I do want to press that. You say you didn't know anything about it, but you were reported to be at a January 5th, 2017 meeting where you and the president were briefed on the FBI's plan to question Michael Flynn over conversations he had with the Russian ambassador Kislyak. Biden's memory, suddenly the light bulb went on. Oh, no, I thought you asked me whether or not I had anything to do with them being prosecuted. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was aware there was, that they'd asked for an investigation, but that's all I know about it. I don't think anything else. And again, he launched into the fact all of this is trying to deflect the chaos, the failings of the Trump administration during the coronavirus pandemic. His words, failings and chaos. And chaos actually used by Obama the other day, criticizing what we've been doing about the coronavirus. That's what they're going to do every time. Anytime it gets a little hot, they're going to try to swing things around and say, oh, no, you're deflecting from how we failed with coronavirus. And I've told you before, Joe is so happy the coronavirus story is on the page because no one's pushing him a lot about these Tara Reid allegations. He can breathe a sigh of relief for now. And, of course, if he has to, then he'll start talking about the Flynn case again. Say, oh, I got something else I want to say. Anything other than discuss Tara Reid. Which you did do extensively the other day on MSNBC, which we played numerous clips. But these transcripts behind these closed doors, we are now learning what they say, and they do not support Adam Schiff's remarks that he's been touting around the nation. The Wall Street Journal editorial board made a point of that. That Adam Schiff, this proves, Adam Schiff was spreading falsehoods, I would say lies, shamelessly about Russia and Donald Trump for 3 years, even as his own committee gathered contrary evidence. Again, the House Intel Committee last week releasing 57 transcripts of interviews, all conducted in the investigation into Russia meddling in the 2016 election. Not investigating the meddling, but investigating who knew what, when, where, and how, and how this all happened. That probe started January 2017 under then-chair Devin Nunes, concluding in March 2018, the report finding no evidence the Trump campaign conspired with the Kremlin. That was the report from the Senate, you remember? Well, of course, the House and others disagreed, and they had their look at the transcripts. And they were ready for release a long time ago, a year ago. But Schiff, who now had become chairman, continued to hold them. He only released them last week because the White House says, we're going to release them if you don't. Now we know why he was delaying. Because from the very early days, Schiff was insisting, we have evidence proving the plot. March 2017 on MSNBC, he teased, I can't go into particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now. December 2017, he told CNN, collusion was a fact. He said the Russians offered help, the campaign accepted help, the Russians gave help, and the president made full use of that help. And by the president, he's talking about Trump at that point. Lies. All lies. And the only thing the Republicans could say, who were part of those testimony hearings, since they were sworn to silence till they were made public, all they could say is that, well, you're not getting the full story. Now we know we didn't get not only the full story, we did not get the truth. We got lies from Adam Schiff. And, of course, all the mainstream media was more than happy to put him on the air. Let him do it over and over again. Repeat how bad it is to have him say, they love this. They love this. Collusion is a fact. Russians offered help. The campaign, the Trump campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help, and President Trump made full use of that help. Oh, they were getting their jollies off on that because they thought this is exactly what we want. Well, in the midst of these transcripts, now there's something else to be considered. We've already heard from the transcripts or reading that numerous of the witnesses called from the Obama administration did not have any evidence whatsoever. None. Not one of them. Trey Gowdy said when I was a member and asked him, I said, give me any shred of evidence. Give me one piece of evidence. Everyone that was brought forward to testify, give me one piece of, and every one of them said, don't have anything. Now, Fox News' Ed Henry is reporting that he has seen and is aware of the transcript on additional details from Acting Director of National Intelligence, at that time, the head of the CIA under Obama, John Brennan. And he says Brennan had intel saying actually Russia wanted Hillary Clinton to win because she was a known quantity. She had been Secretary of State. Vladimir Putin's team thought she was more malleable, while candidate Donald Trump was unpredictable. In other words, he didn't know what we're going to get if Trump is elected. That is apparently inside one of the depositions and statements as taken under oath, in front of Congress by the CIA director at that time, John Brennan. And former National Security Chief of Staff Fred Flights, we've had on this program numerous times, had made a similar claim back in April last year. April this year, April 22nd. He had a House Intel Committee staff told me, after an exhaustive investigation interviewing intel officers, they found that Brennan suppressed high-quality intelligence, suggesting that Putin actually wanted Clinton to win the 2016 election. Brennan had suppressed it, did not give it out, didn't want it out. That's Fred Flights, and what he knew. He said the Brennan team was claiming that clearly the intel suggested Putin wanted Clinton to win, but they also didn't want that to get out, so they just didn't want to say anything about it because it ruined the entire narrative. So I'm interested in seeing that exact transcript, which should be out, probably is out, just has to be cleared some additional steps. All of this was a plot underway to overturn the election. Now, I could see Russia thinking, on one hand, Trump's a businessman, it'll be easier to work with, you know, we'll get some things done. But then the other thing, like, no, he may be too much of a loose cannon, even for us. And Clinton, we know Clinton, and she knows us. I mean, and the Clinton Foundation, of course, we've got a lot of money that. And we've had Bill Clinton over here paying him a lot of money to come stand up and rehash a speech he probably gave 10 years ago. Pay him $500,000 or more. No, they had everything tied into Hillary. Did they at some point want Trump to win? I don't know. But you should keep in mind, it's been stated repeatedly by everybody involved, they admit not a single vote got changed because of any of this. We don't want the foreign powers trying to interfere in our election, although we've done it numerous times over the history of this country. We've interfered in other countries. And Obama did as well, sending money in for a Jewish candidate to unseat the Prime Minister, Netanyahu, at the time. But this whole concept that what we have going on here is Trump collusion with Russia, no, it's been a farce from the beginning. It's taken a long time to unravel it, but we're getting there. The next step, and I want to see it carried to the next step, would be criminal prosecution. Criminal prosecution. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to tell you a little bit more about a new campaign being launched by Republicans targeting the allegations Tara Reid made against then-Senator Biden in 93. I have details for you coming up.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors, USA.
I want to point out to you that this $3 trillion coronavirus relief package offered by Nancy Pelosi right into the House, so the Democrats in the House will pass it on forward, won't get into the Senate. It will arrive dead on arrival at the Senate. It also includes, as I said, a lot of things that are socialist agenda items. And for instance, they want to set up remote voting and letter voting by mail for everyone. They know that's a great opportunity for more voter fraud. They've been pushing for remote voting for the last 2 months, and they thought, hey, this is a way we can have this done. Are you kidding? They don't want to even have picture IDs when someone goes in to vote. And now we're supposed to believe ballots being sent in remotely by mail or computer or just the one and proper person voting. And what does that have to do with getting the country back to work? Not a thing. All right, I had pointed out earlier a group called Great America PAC already raising more than $4 million to see President Trump reelected. They now say they're starting an ad campaign for voters in key battleground states. They hope to have it on television shortly. It prominently features the sexual assault allegations that Tara Reid had made against Joe Biden when she was a staffer in his office. The ad claims Tara Reid said Joe Biden sexually assaulted her. Democrats and the media are trying to ignore her chilling story. We won't let them. Good. And four others, by the way, have come forward saying they can corroborate Reid's story. But when it was Brett Kavanaugh facing allegations from women of sexual abuse and things of that nature, specifically Blasey Ford, the Democrats were all in to support the woman. They're not only failing to come forward to say, believe the woman, let's check this out. They've been trying to trash her. They've had numerous efforts underway to destroy her. And out of Hollywood comes a lot of it. They're trying to discredit her. One of them, a screenwriter, implying that she's a Russian asset. A Russian asset. Trying to impress Vladimir on behalf of Donald Trump. During the Kavanaugh controversy, the same person defended each of the women accusing the Supreme Court nominee of sexual misconduct. Well, a group called Newsbusters did a look at Hollywood in general. And they identified nearly 100 Hollywood figures who have smeared Brett Kavanaugh, but either remained silent or are now stepping forward to defend Joe Biden. And these hashtag MeToo celebrities, in some cases, as we said, are trying to discredit Reid, claiming she's a liar, a Russian asset. Newsbusters points out you got stars like Alyssa Milano, Deborah Messing, Jimmy Kimmel, Patricia Arquette, I guess it is, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make fun of her name, I could, I just misstated it. All of them saying they are trying to destroy Tara Reid. And then others such as Jessica Chastain, Natalie Portman, Julian Moore had not publicly commented on the allegations against Biden. But every one of them, every one I just named, voiced support for Christine Blasey Ford and her accusations against Kavanaugh. And they didn't have any more proof in that case than what we have here. Their study concludes, not too hard to reach this decision, Biden has not been held to the same or any real standard by his friends in Hollywood. It's clear, hashtag MeToo has become a political weapon, not a moral awakening. That's a fact. And let me give you another piece of how far that goes. These women, whether or not they believe Reed, some of them don't want to question Joe. They just want to let it go, and they were all in for Kavanaugh and get him out. A founder of Politico and a former New York Times correspondent published a letter the other day in the Times, which I read for you. I want to take you back to that. This is Martin Tolchin. And the New York Times had an editorial calling for the Democrat National Committee to investigate the claims by Tara Reid. Actually, the DNC said you should investigate her claims. I don't think they meant it, but they were doing good bidding at that time. But Tolchin, founder of Politico, former New York Times correspondent, said, I disagree with that editorial. I don't want an investigation. I want a coronation of Joe Biden. Would he make a great president? Unlikely. Would he make a good president? Good enough. Would he make a better president than the present occupant? Absolutely. I don't want justice, whatever that may be. I want to win the removal of Donald Trump from office. There you go. That's the attitude of the left. We don't really care about justice. We want to win. We don't care if Tara Reid is exactly specific and detailed and accurate reference Biden. We don't want that to happen. We don't want any justice for her. We want a win, and a win is get rid of Donald Trump. Well, they got a long fight ahead of them. As far as I'm concerned, as far as many of you are concerned. Thank you for joining us again today. We will be back tomorrow. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.